A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
We would like to acknowledge the Turrbal and Yuggera people as the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet, and we would like to pay respect to the elders past, present and emerging.
Hello everyone, and welcome to General Queries, a podcast about the Brisbane queer scene.
I'm your host, Talia, and I am here with the dulcet tones, my guest, my lover, my true queen.
It's me, Megan. Hi everyone.
How the turntables.
How the turns have indeed tables.
Who's here? Who else is here?
You can't even just...
I'm moving it along.
You're moving it along really fast.
Yeah, no, what were you going to say?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to General Queries, a podcast about the Brisbane queer scene. I am actually your host, Talia.
But you never know. You can't see our faces.
That's fair. I mean, they can recognize the sound of our voices, right?
Right.
You are the one with dulcet tones.
You are the one with dulcet tones. I'm just trying to get the cadence of your voice down.
Yeah, got it. Thank you.
Peralta, that's enough.
Good Lord. I am your host, Talia. My lovely, beautiful voice beside me is Nita. That was an odd way to say that sentence. Yeah.
I'm also not Nita.
Yeah, no, I'm trying that again.
I cannot get Nita's dulcet tones down. Nita's sorry. Here.
Let me take that again.
For the third time.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to General Queries. I am your host, Talia.
And I am the dulcet tone.
Of Megan. Megan is my co-host.
Good job. I did Hello. It. I turned the tables. I flipped them right on their butts.
Thank you. It was absolutely worth it. I can't really hear myself,
and I really like to be able to hear myself, the sound of my own voice. That's so much better, Jonathan. Thank you. I love hearing the sound of my own voice out of my headphones.
So we are joined in the studio today by a darling friend of mine. You're actually here not to talk. I think we should introduce you first. Hello. Do you want to reintroduce yourself?
Hi. Hello. It's me, Beck, for like the third or fourth time.
Not my girlfriend, Beck. Other Beck.
Other yes. Beck. Do you want to explain the differences to you being here today?
No.
I'm about like why I'm here.
Yeah.
I am here to talk about the QUT Queer Collective.
So gay.
Extremely gay
energy. I have a rainbow shirt on today as well that a strange man complimented me on. He was like, "Hey, nice shirt." I'm like, "Thanks." And then he just like walked away without receiving the thanks for his compliment. So like, I'm very gay today. So we're bringing this gay energy.
I love it. And I've got my flannel and rainbow belt.
Yes.
You constantly look like
a butch lesbian.
Well, I was gonna say a lumberjack lesbian.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. Sleep all night and work all day.
There's a lot happening here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're moving into semester two of uni, basically. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It'd be like that. For everyone who's still attending.
No, I don't want to edit it out, Jonathan. I want it in there.
Good Lord.
We have to have the good, the bad, and the ugly to stay authentic.
So because we're moving into semester two of uni, I thought for all of the uni folks out there, it'd be nice to just kind of talk about like the things that you can do on campus. And I guess because this is a podcast that was started kind of at QUT, it'd be nice to sort of start with the QUT Queer Collective. So Beck is here to represent the admin for the QUT Queer Collective and just kind of talk a little bit about what they do and things like that.
So, yes.
Yes. So.
Do you want to tell me how you got involved?
Actually through you. Remember? First year.
No, I genuinely don't.
First year of uni, you actually showed me where the queer room was at Kelvin Grove.
I still to this day do not know where it is.
It's a very well-kept secret, and that's a very deliberate choice by the queer collective, because they want it to be a safe space. Like on both campuses, they do have safe spaces, but they are hidden away specifically because they are safe spaces. So like, I think the Facebook page is quite easy to find.
Yeah, it's we have two Facebook pages, a public one and then a secret group.
Mm-hmm.
So we are also trying to advertise where the room actually is so people can find it if they need to. So it's a bit of that as well. Should I mention where they are or not on this?
Do you think? I don't think so, not on this, just okay. Because I don't want, like, if people want to know the location of the rooms, I think they
please
can,
ask a gay.
Yeah. Ask a gay, go through a Facebook page.
Message the group.
Yeah.
Be like, hi, I'm a gay. Yeah. Where's the gay place?
It's very gay in there.
It is. It's
a rainbow table.
It's beautiful. I've seen the rainbow table.
Yeah, they've got beautiful coloured lights that they hang in rainbow fashion.
Hashtag just gay things.
Beautiful. Yeah, and then for like fair days.
You were saying you do stalls at O Week on both campuses.
Yeah, both campuses, both semesters. Market day, we usually have a stall.
Do you do any like collabs with the UQ gays?
I don't
believe so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't, in my experience, not that I spend a lot, not that I'm part of the admin group.
Not the inner circle.
Not the inner circle. I'm kind of like just on the outer circle. I just kind of attend occasionally.
We sort of just stick to ourselves, really.
Maybe we should. Maybe you should do some collabs with the UQ gays.
Should definitely bring that up in a meeting sometime.
There we go.
Because we're official and have meetings.
Meetings.
So if anyone wants to get involved, what kind of stuff do you guys do?
So this year, well, this semester, we're actually starting up some more events. But yes. We're continuing with our picnics once a semester.
There's picnics.
Yeah, we do picnics at both campuses. We are also doing...
Are you fed at those picnics? Do you have to bring your own food?
It's a little bit of... Well, yeah. Okay.
It's sort of like bring something to share.
Yeah! Wholesome.
There's always enough food and...
A family picnic.
Yeah, they're a good time. It's usually on the kidney lawn at GP.
Which is Gardens Point for anyone who isn't a...
Kidney lawn is that weird bit of grass in front of Old Government House. Yeah. It's just funny that it's called the kidney lawn.
Because it's kind of shaped a little bit like
it's shaped
kidney.
Like a kidney.
Yeah, it's out in front of the Gardens Theatre.
And at...
Nathan is losing her shit.
No, I just find it really funny that it's called the kidney lawn.
And at Kelvin Grove, it's on the grass area outside...
W Block.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. That one. I was about to say B Block. Ignore that. So we're also going to start up like a games night thing.
Yes.
Or maybe like a games afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So like board games, card games.
Dungeons & Dragons.
There are actually, like, if anyone's really interested in playing Dungeons & Dragons, like at they go to QUT and they want to play Dungeons & Dragons, there is a QUT role-playing society and... Yeah, they have a whole bunch of DMs that run various sessions and you can kind of just like drop in and out. They've got you can offer to be a DM and take a couple of people for a campaign. So like if you want to get into roleplay, if you want to get into D&D, like tabletop RPGs and stuff like that, probably go through them. I know a couple of the guys that run it and they're like really inclusive. They're so lovely.
Wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did suggest like doing a queer collective D&D, but it would be like a big thing to organize.
D&D is quite a lot.
So, yeah, I will take up your advice because I really want to get into D&D. Yeah.
I really want to get into it too.
Also going to start doing movie nights.
Yay!
So we're either going to get a classroom where you can book it out or try and do it up in the bar at Kelvin Grove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
called The Grove.
Yeah, the Grove Bar.
Yeah. So I
it's a stupid name for a bar.
They're mainly going to be like, it's mainly going to be like queer movies and stuff.
So like, But I'm a Cheerleader and...
That was mentioned. We haven't really picked any movies yet.
Okay.
It's going to be open to a poll for people to be like, yes, these movies, blah, 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 blah. What else are we doing? Book club we want to start up as well.
A gay book club.
Yeah, featuring queer literature.
Queer literature.
Excuse me. Yes.
Literature.
We want to hopefully do some stalls for like do a stall during a Sawareness Week.
Which is October.
Correct. There was a Trans Day of Visibility store.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
It is.
And there's several of them. There's the Trans Day of Visibility, the Trans Day of Remembrance, and the Trans Day of Silence from memory.
Silence. Why is there silence?
Because the voices are silenced.
Ah. Yeah. So, yeah, we want to do stores for, like, those sort of days. I don't know what the correct wording is for, like, the by day, whatever it's called.
Sorry, the day for the buys, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
By day.
By day.
Ah, yeah. Instead of Friday, it's
Jonathan,
by day.
I really wish you'd set that into the microphone.
Yeah, it's by day because it's like Friday.
Instead of Friday. Can every Friday be by day?
I think you will find that it already is, as I exist on every Friday. Thank you. Go off.
So yeah, we clink clink, bitch.
I'm a bi too.
I so hope that clink caught it in the microphone.
I'm a bi too. Why was I not included in the clink? No, moment has passed.
Would you like?
No, the moment has passed.
Okay. Good lord, nothing's content. Nothing is content.
Excluded in my own in my own home, in Zane's own home. Zane is not listening.
Good lord.
But yeah, we want to do stalls on those sort of more specific days as well, just to, you know, put awareness out at the university and be like, we're here, we're queer.
Yeah. You guys used to do a lot. Like, you guys used to gather a group and go to the Trans Fair Day, which is down at New Farm, I think. Or you guys used to have stalls on Trans Fair Day?
Oh, I believe so. Mm. I wasn't personally involved in that, but that does sound familiar.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of events, that's all I can think of off the top of my head. They are all going to be posted on the Facebook page in the secret group,
mm-hmm.
which you have to message.
So tell me, how do you get into the secret group?
How do you get in a circle?
I just broke
my nose with the microphone. Anyway.
Boop. So you go into Facebook and you search QTQC, I believe, or QT Queer Collective, and it'll come up with the public page, and you message the page asking to join the secret group,
mm-hmm.
and
we're like, hello, may I join the secret group? I am a queer.
Yeah, pretty much. And we'll
do they check your profile for rainbows? Like,
we're pretty much just like, yeah, we'll add anyone, and if they start causing shit, then we'll actually check it. But we're sort of just like, take people's word for it, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be too.
I mean, who would pretend to be a queer in this economy?
I think it's a safety thing, and it's a good safety measure just to make sure that, yeah, like, yeah. You do have.
But then again,
you do keep bigotry out, I guess. Yeah,
but then the issue is, if some people aren't out on Facebook, it is hard to find.
Mm.
So if you do message us, just say, yeah, I'm queer, and we'll give you the tick of approval, and you'll be added to the secret group.
Cool.
You just have to give us the email that you use to log into Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What do you do with that?
Oh, we have to use that to add you to the group.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hi. Yeah. That's all we do with that information.
Okay. Cool.
And then you burn it.
That was so aggressive.
And data collection is real. I am so loud and I love it.
It's really
make me loud.
Jonathan is like slowly turning down the volume.
Jonathan,
it's
like
beautiful.
Tried to turn me down. And honestly, they're dead to me.
It's incredible.
They are dead to me.
This waveform is out of whack.
It's beautiful. So what about like for members? Let's talk about like, not to talk about me, but like, let's pretend that you're like me and you're like really super busy and you're doing like 7,000 things at once and you're getting like so many like.
It's always about you, Tom.
It's always about me.
Everything should always be about you.
Thank you.
I want to erect a statue in the center of the city. Like a giant gold statue of you.
My favorite. I prefer silver.
But it's got to be of Talia.
I'm sorry. You don't make the rules.
Oh, sorry.
And it has to be of Talia dabbing in that squat pose that I always do.
I hate you so much.
That's happening.
You love me so
That's
much.
That's absolutely happening.
We can
happening.
Cut this.
No, we're not going to cut it. We're going to leave it exactly the way that it is. Stop trying to censor me.
this is the house of free speech, and I'll have you know.
I'll have you know that even though there's like we agree to free speech, like we're okay with free speech, but there's consequences for your speech, Megan.
And the consequences are that I get to erect a gold statue of you damning in a squat pose.
So Beck, yes, just to change the
not
subject.
Not my wife. Other Beck. Every time we talk about you, I'm really sorry because I'm obsessed with my wife. Every time we talk about you, I'm like, what do you mean? My wife, Beck's not doing that. Beck isn't doing this. Oh, wait, it's other Beck.
I love that you talk about me. I love yeah. that. I exist outside of when I'm presently here.
You do exist, but I confuse you with my wife often. My wife. My wife.
Borat voice. My wife.
My wife.
So let's pretend that like you've got someone who's like me, kind of busy, doesn't really get a lot of time to go out and spend time at bars. What can you offer?
Bars are expensive. What can we offer in the queer like in yeah. the just in the rooms?
Yeah.
We're just like a good place to socialize, meet other queers,
chill out.
Yeah, chill out. We sort of like just let me find it. We provide visibility and celebration of queer identity, basically.
That's so fucking gay.
I know. Yeah, you come in, have a chat. Like I said, meet new people, get support from other people, meet friends. I've met pretty much all of my friends, bar you, Talia, through the queer collective.
Talia's just garbage.
No, we met at high school, in high school. Ah, yeah.
Year 8.
Yeah.
Woof.
Let's not go there.
No, I want to hear about that.
Hi, my name was Talia. I used to have long hair. That's it. That's all you need to know.
Hi, my name's Jared. I'm 19. And I never fucking learned how to read.
I never fucking learned how to read.
Okay, yes, the rooms. What do we have to offer? What are we here for?
I can't remember what the last point about the rooms
You said something. You were saying about the rooms used for a variety of things.
Yeah, no, the rooms can, like, they are a safe space. People can basically use them, like, in my experience, people can use them for basically anything. They are definitely a place that you can just run away to. Like, I remember, like, especially in my first year of uni, we had a couple people who just ran into the room kind of almost in tears and then were just like, I just need a space to chill for a second. I've had a bad class. I've had this guy follow me from the bus. Like, I just need a place to chill. And like, that's what the queer collective space is for. Like, I also know people who go in there to just like have lunch because they just want to have lunch in peace. Or there are people who go in there to do their study, or they go in there to watch movies with friends. Like, it's one of these communal spaces. It's almost a little bit just like a meeting room for people to hide away from the world.
Yeah, you can use the room for pretty much anything within reason.
Can you nap in there?
Yes, you can. I do it frequently.
Yes. Also, on the KG campus, at least, there is a back room specifically for napping.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you go into the Kelvin Grove room, it is a fairly big space. There is a little section of space. There's a couch in there, and you can just hide away in there if you need time out from even people in the main part of the room. So you can go in there and use the room for whatever needs you need.
Yeah, people are garbage.
We have a fridge in there. We have a microwave. We have a kettle. We've got tea, coffee, sugar, cups.
You have a whole bunch of books, which I think is really nice. Like, you can just borrow books.
Yeah, and there's a bookshelf in there. There's free condoms and stuff like that.
Mm. And there's a whole bunch of advertising for a lot of LGBT services as well. So like, it's, again, I'm talking mainly about the KG space, because I don't know a lot about the Gardens Point space. But it's like this one stop place for kind of all of your events that are around Brisbane.
Yeah. And the Kelvin Grove room is a lot more popular, I think, mainly because of its size.
Yeah.
And we do have quite a few, like, creative industries.
Yeah, I was about to say all the gays are on the KG campus.
Because the room at Gardens Point is a lot smaller. We always jokingly call it the closet.
It is quite a small space, yeah.
There is a microwave in there as well. I was in there just recently. It does have books in there itself. I think it's got service, like the counselling services and stuff as well.
Don't you mean Baba Books?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Why?
I'm not reacting to it. I'm tuning it out.
That's the best way to deal with me. It's fine.
So
I thought it was really good. If anybody else liked it, can you guys just send a message to the page and be like, we stan Baba Books.
Terrible. So like, why do you guys get together? Like, why do you guys come together in the first place as a collective? Do you know? It's okay if you don't. We can cut the question.
Sort of like, all we briefly know is about a man named Greg Weir.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the name of the Kelvin Grove room. It's called the Greg Weir Queer Space. And he basically...
It rhymes.
It does. He basically put it together when QUT was just a teacher's college.
Oh!
Yeah.
Way back when?
Yeah, way back in the day.
Gosh darn!
And it's sort of just going on like that. I don't really know about how students got involved, but it just became available to students as well as staff.
Mm-hmm. So Greg Weir or relatives, if you're about, send us things.
He could be dead. I'm just saying, it's possibly.
Yeah, but let's hope not.
I remember seeing a lot of like the documentation, like the early documentation for the space, and yeah, the fashion's a little bit outdated.
Yeah, so when you go outside the door out the KG room, it's got a little rainbow panel that says Greg Weir Queer Room.
Aww.
And the door actually has a chalkboard on the front and has butts on of gay things.
The Illuminati symbol is there. Yeah. So you definitely know you found the KG space.
And it's still hilarious how many people
confirmed.
And it's still hilarious how many people knock on the door and say, "Is this the guild?"
No, honey.
No.
The
not
guilds,
even a little bit.
The guild's upstairs.
No, the guild's further down the hall.
Oh, the guild's further down the hall.
Yeah, but
I thought that was finances.
I mean, porque la nastas.
No, originally it was okay. Cool. I thought it was finances, but go off. I feel like we've done this entire interview out of order. However, thank you for coming in.
Of course.
If anyone would like to get involved with the QUT Queer Collective, or if they just want to know where the space is so they can come and chill, we will put links in the show notes to the Facebook page for the open group, and then all you need to do is message them for the secret group. Are you guys doing any events soon? This episode will be up around, mid-August, early September.
We are looking at doing events during Pride Month, so... Mm-hmm. We want to do a picnic in week 3, which will be gone.
Yeah.
It's fine. So we'll have done a picnic in week 3. Mm-hmm. We are looking at doing events.
Give me the weeks and I'll try and...
We want to try and do something each week of Pride Month.
Okay.
So I can't remember which events.
What month is Pride Month?
September.
Okay.
I thought it was
June.
So did I.
Oh, that's America.
Ah. So I apparently celebrate Pride Month twice this year.
Why can't we?
Yeah, why can't we?
Exactly. I don't know why they're different. But anywho.
Every month is Pride Month.
Every month, yes. So I can't remember for the life of me what events we're doing what week. But if you keep an eye on the Facebook page, we're putting up polls on what days, what times, just so as many people can get in as possible. Everyone is welcome to come to the meetings. We encourage it.
Yeah.
You
are, after all, a collective.
Yes. Come along to the meetings, have your say, find out what's happening. Feel free to...
Looking sexy.
Yeah. Feel free to message the group or even shoot me a message if you want to know more about the collective.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we can help you out in some way or other.
Happy studying, folks.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe you've done that.
Twice.
I can't believe you've done this.
We're cutting it.
No, we're not. Oh. Don't censor me.
Fine.
I'm just letting you guys know they're trying to censor me.
We will censor that.
Oof.
Big oof.
Hello,
I'm trapped in a Chinese fortune cookie factory.
Good lord.
It should not
Beck,
go out.
Yes, Tali.
Beck, at the end of every episode, we like to give little validations out that are usually relevant to the points at hand.
Yes.
So would you like to validate our listeners?
Validate me!
you are... You're all beautiful souls. You all need to look after yourselves, drink water, get sleep when you can. Don't forget your laundry. I do that all the time.
Please remember that you do your laundry.
Pat every cat and dog that you come across.
Except if you're allergic.
And check with the owners that they don't bite.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, for the love of God, leave service animals the fuck alone.
Yes.
There's a lot of manic energy going
on. Oh, no, I just read a thing the other day. It's fine.
Okay. And everyone needs to remember that you're all loved and valid. And you're
You just beat me to my own line, but go on.
And you're not your parents. You don't have to.
You
live
are
up to
not
them.
Your parents. You do not have to follow in their footsteps. That's my big one at the moment.
We just sandwiched that command in between some really lovely validation.
Sorry. For everyone out there in podcast listening land, firstly, thank you, Beck. It was wonderful having you again and seeing you again. And everyone out there in podcast listening land, if you would like to get involved with the QUT Queer Collective, if you need like a little bit of social things in your life, if you just want a space to hang out and have lunch in to make you feel a little bit more safe, definitely send a message to the page, find out where the rooms are, get on it. It's a wonderful space. I've been using it for years. It's wonderful. You meet beautiful people.
And there's always someone in the Kelvin Grove room. Like I pretty much live there. So there's always someone in there.
There is always someone there. So everyone out there in podcast listening land, thank you so much for joining us for this very manic half hour.
Sorry guys. This is my bad, but you survived 100% of days. It's fine.
It's
fine.
Please message the page, look after yourself, remember to drink water, take your meds, do your laundry, and we will see you next week. Bye, friends.
Bye.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.